I've said several times in preaching the gospel that if, say, a year from now, or 6 months from now, or 50 years from now, you're able to recall this meeting and the things that were preached here and recall the great points of truth that maybe have been burned deeply into your minds, and yet you have forgotten the men that taught these things or the men that preached them to you, yet you can remember the principles and the truth, I would say that our coming here, Brother Bryant and these other preachers that have tried to preach here, that our coming here would be a success. On the other hand, say if a year from now you remember me being here and maybe remember this suit of clothes I've got on or this tie, or you remember the weather or maybe the lunch or some of these things, and you forget the great spiritual truths and principles that have been advocated during this meeting, then I'd say that our meeting's been a total failure. And something that's been a great source of distress to me in recent years is that, especially pertaining to some of our so-called big meetings that go on across the country, and there's a few things I've told myself lately that I'm going to quit saying. Really, there's no such thing as a big meeting or a little meeting. All meetings where the Lord is are big meetings. And there's no such thing as a little church. I would to God that that I had the determination, and the Lord would just keep on reminding me to quit using that expression, little church. Because when a church is in order and they're sound in their principles of doctrine, there's no such thing as a little church. When the Lord set a church here on earth, and it's the jewel of the earth, it only has 5 or 6 members, and the Lord's present with them, it's the presence of the Lord that makes it big. So we don't have any such thing as a little church or a little meeting if we have the presence of the Lord. But in some of these meetings that people commonly call big meetings, I remember years ago that people used to go to some of those meetings, and men like old Elder C.E. Smith were living, and Elder Walter Evans still living, of course, but I know some of those meetings I'm thinking about right now, and I used to meet people several years ago to go to those meetings, and they'd come away telling me what they heard. But now I meet people, and they go to some of these big meetings, and they go away telling who they saw, and how many preachers were there, and how many, why is the biggest crowd we've ever had, and we had 39 preachers there, and I saw so-and-so and so-and-so. I read an article a few days ago. The title of it was The Pressure to Produce. And it was put out by a pastor out here in the denominational world. But he said that something that just broke his heart was whenever they had a revival or a special meeting in their church, and he started visiting with the other preachers, they would start asking questions like this. How many joined? How many were there? How many additions? You see, here's this pressure to produce. How many? How many? How many? You know, how much and how many? He said he would to God that some of his preacher friends would ask him, instead of how's your congregation growing, how's the attendance, how many people are joining, he said, I would to God people would ask me, are your members growing in the Word of God? Is your church in peace? And, you know, it would be far more God-honoring when we leave meetings like this one, in the meeting at Eureka or Cool Springs or Cincinnati, or whenever we leave an old Baptist meeting, if we'd go away and people would start asking us, what did you learn about the Word of God? How did you grow in grace and in the knowledge of the truth? You see, that's far more important than who you saw and who was there and how somebody's health was and all that.